Here we're holding again, that we're holding daf Memhei Amar Aleph, again on top. Again, the shaila was, which Eilim are we talking about? The Mishnah that says, Ein Makfin Zezer, if you want to say the Eilim of Pashas HaPikudim, it only says one Eil. If it's talking about the Pashas of Vayikro, where it talks about the Yikra Kabaras that are brought on Shavuos, in Toras Kanim, someone says Havayik Sivbu, it says the word Havay, Mashmil Kubi, you have to have two, you can't just bring one. Someone says, Le'olam Rila Diyat Teres Toras Kanim. We're talking about the Kabonis Taka that are brought down in Vayikro, to talk about the Kabonis, the Oilus that are brought on Shavuos, the Teres to Shtei Lechem. Vochi Koma, this is what the Mishnah means to say, Le'olam the Toras Kanim, Mi'akfi Le'li Ayel Duchum HaShat Chudim. Meaning if you only have two Eilim to bring, for the oila that's brought in Pashas Vayikra, that you bring in Bateras Ashtei Lechem, and you don't have another oil to be brought for Musaf, which is brought down Chumash HaPekudim, still you can bring those two. And V'loi oil the Chumash HaPekudim, and if you only have one oil that you want to bring it for Musaf, which says in the Pashas of Pinchas, Makiv Luli Eilim, Bateras Kahanim. It's not Makiv the two that's brought down in Teras Kahanim, meaning if you only have the one for Musaf, you can bring it. So that's what our Mishnah means to say. But Enoch Nami, if you want to be Yotza, the Elam that it says in Vayikra, you have to bring two, because it says the word Yiyu Likuvo. Just means if you only have two, if you only have one for Musaf, he could bring that one or that two, even though you can't be Yotza the other din. So that's the Pshat from Mishnah, the Elam are not marked from Zezer. Samur says, Elif so, Purim. If so, the Gemarists. Ela Purim, when the Mishnah says Purim is not marked from Zezer, the Chord means the Afilu Hadodi Loi Makfi. Because the place where it says two Purim is by Musaf, by Pashas HaPekudim. And there thou not Makfin. So even if you only want to bring one par for Musaf, you can bring it. And Echonami, the Pashas of Vayikrom, that's Likuva. But over there it only says to bring one par. Where does it say to bring two Purim? By Musafim, by Pashas HaPekudim in Pinchas. And that we say now is not Likuva. So when the Mishnah says, Purim are not Makfin Zezer, it means even the two Purim that's supposed to bring for Musaf, if you only bring one of them, you Yotza. So if so, the Eilim, Ta'ocho Da'ocho Dula Miyakfi. But by Eilim, it just means the Pashas HaPekudim is not Makfin of the Pashas of Vayikra, or the ones that brought in Vayikra, not Makfin of the one of Pekudim. But Inu Miyakfi, but the ones that are brought down in Vayikra, that's where it says to Eilim, they're the Yotza Miyakfi Zezer. It's also, it's a little like a steer in the Mishnah. According to the Mishnah's Mashma, by Purim means even La Dodi, by themselves the two are not Makav, you're going to bring one. And by Elam it means no, it's set you have to bring, whether it's two or whether it's one. It just means the two sets are not Makav Zezer. Samar says yes, I'll answer you, Tona Mili Mili Katani. The Mishnah means to say each case by itself, Mili Mili. By the Elam the Locher is the means, that true you have to bring the two Elam that it says in Pashis, that it says in Vayikra. And by Musaf it only says one aisle. Saying Makvins means the Kabonis of Vayikra, not Makv the Kabonis of Pekudim. Mashenkin, by Purim, there where it says two Purims in the Pasha of Musafim, and there they're not Makv Zezer, Sayinachnam, it's Mili Mili. By the Purim Taka means any one power you have, even though it's only one power for Musaf, still you could bring it. Now the Gemara goes to Dash and Psukim that it says in Yecheskel. Mar says, Katoni, we learned the Pasuk in Yecheskel, or by Yoim HaChoydish, Poshim Mizr Mashchoydish, that Tikach, you take Par Ben Bokor, Tomim, Tamimim, the Shisha Kvosim, the Ayo Tamimim Yiyu. Yeah, that's what the Pasuk says. So Shalor is Par Matam Lema. How come it says over here, you have to take a Par? Why does it say the word, Rashi's Kalema? Harei Ksuva Batoira Lavi Par Brashchoydish. Nechumash it says that way. Sakim Yecheskel has to say it. Matam Leima, the Gemara says, Lufi Shinem, because it says in the Pasuk, Shinem, Batera, Purim. It says you have to bring two Purim. Or Minayin Shim Lemotze Shinem, how do we know that if you don't find two Purim for Musaf, maybe Yechod, still you should bring even one Purim. Tam Leima Purim, that's this Rosh, this extra word Purim in Yecheskel teaches this Yesoid, that if it's not Lekubov, like the Pashas Apikudim, there, even though you just bring one, also it's called something. Then the Pasuk says, Shisha Kvosim. You have to bring Shisha, six. For the Gemara, Mat Tamlan, what's the Chiddush of to bring six? The Chur Akasha really. The Fisha Kvosim, Vatar, because in the Torah itself it says, Shiva, that you have to bring seven Kvosim. If so, the answer is really Yumanayin. How do I know then? Shimle Motza Shiv, in case you don't find seven kvasim. Yavishisha, still does an Indian at least to bring six. Tamalem, again, this we learn out. Shisha went out from the Poskin Cheskel Shisha. That's the Pshalak Manal Mishnah. It's Ain Makvin, the Pasha of Amusafim, but not Makvin Zezer. Uminan, how do we know so? Shimle Motza Shisha, we don't find six. That Yavish Hamisha, Kopanim, should bring five. Chamisha, if you don't have five, Yavi Yabo, bring four. Arbo, if you don't have four, Yavi Shloisha, Shloisha, if you don't have three, Yavi Shnayin, Afiduach, how do we know if you only have one Kvasim? One Kevas, bring it. Talmudim, it says, L'Kvasim Ashatasik Yadoi, as much as you could afford, that's what you should bring. So that's the Chiddush in this Poskel and Yecheskel. On the Yachad Amar's question, Yechziv Hochi, since it says at the end, any one you bring is Yoyotza, or it was not Yotza, but you should bring it. If so, Shisha Kvasim Lomali, why does the Poskel have to say six? The answer is, Tekam Adyashal Adur Madrinan, like don't think once you can't bring seven, so you might as well just bring one. No, if you could bring six, six. Even though you can't bring seven, but Kopanim, as much as you could bring, you should bring. And now we have a parenthesis, Shafi Gerstis, that would be Nayin Le'elim Shem Teras Kanim Shemakvin Zezeh. How do we know that the Elim that brought down Teras Kanim, like we said before, there is Likuva, that you can't bring just one, you have to bring two? Talmudim, it says the word Yiyu. It's Rashi's Mashma, this is part of the Pasuk in Yecheskel. The Pasuk says, V'shisha V'sheshas Kvasim V'elim Timimim Yiyu. The Mashma, the Elim that you have to have, that we're not saying less than the two Elim. Now the Pasuk says in Yecheskel, Koyamara Shemaloi Elokim, V'rishon V'yachod Lachoydesh Chikach Pabem Bokotomim V'chatis Es Hamiktosh Chatis Oili. But this is the most question. Chatis? Is it a Chatis or the Oili? That this korban we bring in Rosh Chodesh, the par ben bokor, in the Chumash it says it's a korban oilo. So how come here in the Cheskel says it's a chatis? It says v'chatis. Zumor says, really, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, par shizu Eliyo osu l'dorsha, b'taka don't know pshat. Like a good kashtum, we'll have to wait till Eliyo Anovi, he'll have to explain this pshat over here. That how come in the Cheskel says to bring a chatis, the Pasuk says to bring an oilo on Rosh Chodesh. Rav Ashi says no. Miluye mekrivu b'mei Ezra. The Pasuk in the Cheskel telling us that b'mei Ezra they brought extra kabbalas miluim, special kabbalas then b'shtas the Chanukah the Beis Hamikdash. Kederech shekrivu b'mei Moshe. Just like the Yimei miluim by the Akomas Hamishkim at Moshe's times that they brought extra kabbalas, they brought a chatas then. So the same thing here in the Cheskel telling us that b'mei Ezra by the Chanukahs of the Bayis Hasheni also they had extra kabbalas there to cover the miluim. That's why it says a chatas over here. Smurf says, Tani Nam Yochi, don't look at this also. Tani Nam Yochi. Tani Nam Yochi, Rabbi Yeshua Aimer. Parashizu, Elio Osla Dorsho. Elio will never have to help us out. Omula Rabbi Yeshi, no. Miluya make Ribu be May Yetzra, Kadera Shakriba be May Moshe. The extra carbon chaptis here was, Alspataras Miluyim, just like by Moshe, that extra carbonis, who are then by Ezra also, they had extra carbonis. Omalaisi said back to him, Tenuach Daitcha Shinachta Daiti, like Yashikoyach, you calm me down, by your answer, you calm me down. Like now you understand, Shana Pasuk in Yecheskel. Again, another Pasuk, a Shreya Pasuk in Yecheskel is, that the Pasuk says, V'chol Nevelo Treifa, Min Oifa, Min Abheima, Lo Yoich Lo Akanim. So it says what, Akanim, Shinat Ida Nevelo Treifa, Min Oif. So what the Diyak is, Kanim Uda Lo Yoich Lo, Oni Kanim Analarit, O Treifa. Yisrael Achli, but is that true? Could Yisrael eat Treifa? We know the use of Treifa applies to Yisrael also. So what's Pshat this Pasuk in Yecheskel? So it says only to a Kohen, which is Mashma, not to Yisrael. So most of the game, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, the Pasha is who Eliyo was the Lodorsha. This Pasha, who we have to wait for Eliyo and Novi to darshan it. Ravina Marvina says no. Kahan and Mitzvahle, the Pshat from Yecheskel is not only Kahanim of Adi Yisrael and Moshe of the Yisra, but it's a Chiddush Kahanim, Kahanim was a Yitzvahle, because otherwise, Salkut, that the Chemin, I would have thought to say, Hoyu vi ishtri malika lagabayu, since by the Kahanim in the Beis Hamikdash, they were allowed to eat from the oif, from an oilas chatis, even though we only make a malika, which really a malika for regular Yisrael or for Chudun like is called a nevela. Malika is not a shchita. So I would have thought to say, Tishtori nami nevela treifa. And like the Yisra, nevela treifa doesn't apply to Kahanim. Is Kamashnon, that's the Chiddush, know that Avad, the regular treifa, does apply to Kahanim. There's only a special hetter by Malika for Kahanim to eat it. Then another post is on Yecheskel, V'chein tase, B'shiva, ba'chodesh meish shoyge umitasi vechipart mesabois shemikar spring a korban for kapor over here. So Mora says shiva. What are we talking about over here? Some Rabbi Yechanan that elu shiva shvatim shechato. The case where seven shvatim did a chet, listened to the Bez Nagadol, and they listened to them b'shoigeg, is v'afo p'shem ru b'shokal, even though there's not the majority of Klai Yisrael here, still they have to bring a korban. That's from this pasuk. There's a locha but nelam dova b'sanhedrin for her v'shechel of muta. So if Reivet Tziba does their baby, there's a special power. Say the Chiddush is that even though it's not the majority of the people, but I call upon him it's seven shvatim, that's also. The Gemara says, the Yafal P, Shein Rubi Shakal, even though it's not the majority of the number of Klai Yisrael, but since it's the majority of the shvatim of Klai Yisrael, that's also called Reiv. So the Pasuk says, V'chein tas to b'shiva b'chodesh. What does the word chodesh mean? In chodshu, if the bezdin made it up new halachas, the yom when they passed him that chelav is muta, they made a mistake, a separate special type of a chelav, as a machlokes if it's really chelav or not. They passed him it was muta, and Klai Yisrael listened to them. So it's what you have to bring a power. The verse says mis shoygu mafat mafin tesi. Alam it comes to teach us. Shein chayovim meliim helim dovim shirgas ma'isa. It has to be that not only Beth and Paskin wrong, but there was a shirgas ma'isa also. Shoch l'tzibarash, she says, chelim shirgapim, that rove with the tzibar, listen to the Bezdin. That's when there's a chiv to bring this power. So that's the chedushim of this pasuk in Yecheskel. The other Gemara says, Omer Rav Yehuda Omer Rav, Zocher Rois Yish L'toiv, remember this person for the good, V'chanina ben Chizki Yishmoy, that was his name. Shemola Yehu, if not for him, Nignat Asef Yecheskel, he would have hidden of in Gonaz Asef Yecheskel. Why? Shoy Dvorov Asoyisim Divrei Torah, like we had before, a lot of psukim, a lot of halachas, it says in Yecheskel, it looks like it's being Asoyis, it's going against what it says in the Torah. Is Ma'osa what Echom do then? Is Hela Sholosh Meyos Garve Shemen. They took up 300 barrels of oil. The Yosha Baliya Badarsh, they went up to the attic. In other words, they used all this oil for the light. That's how much time they spent learning the mind into these Sukkim and Yecheskel. The Darshu and the Madarshin had to come out. That's right. So, kids, that's from the ratio so far that the Purim, the Elam, and the Kvosim are not Makvin Zezeh. Now the end of the Mishnah says, Amr Rav Shimin, Hem Hoyul, Hem Parim Arubim. If they had a lot of korbanos, but not within the Sochim, it's no good. It's Kedai rather to buy a korban with the Sochim. Torah Rabbah wrote like this. The Pasuk says, there's another Pasuk in Yecheskel that says, V'eifol HaPar, V'eifol HaAyol, Yaseh, Minchov LaKvosim, Kasher Tasig Yodoy, V'Shemen Hin L'Yeifol. So here it says in this pasuk here that eifel of par, you have to bring just one eifel of flour for par and the same amount for an aisle. So the question is, Amar Rav Shimon, v'chi midas parim v'yelim achasi, so they have the same measurement, parim and aylim, and the Torah says different things, like Rashi says, v'loy minchas parim shloish esroinim, or minchas aylim shnei esroinim. So what does the pasuk mean to say in the Cheskel? It's the same thing. Elul means like this, the pasuk in Yecheskel. Shem hoyil lehem parim rubim. In the case where they had a lot of parim, a lot of korbanos. But if loy hoyu nesachim, they did not have enough nesachim for each korban, is yaviyo par echad v'nesachov. Bring rather one par, but make sure you have a nesachim with it. V'ya yikrevu kulam loy nesachim, and it's not kedai to bring all the korbanos without a nesachim. That's the chiddush of the psukim over here. V'yim hoyu lehem elum, let's say that elum, Allah naf korbanim rubim. They did not have enough mincha full of them. Again, Yaviyo Ayel Echad, only bring one korban better. The Efos and its korban and its mincha. Don't bring all of them without the minchas. That's the pasuk in Yecheskel where Rabbi Shimon makes his drosh at the Satellas. It's kedai to bring only one korban, but as long as you bring the mincha with it, and not to bring a few korbanos without its minchas, without its nesachim. Here, now the Mishnah says, Hapor, V'yo'elim, V'yakvosim, V'yasoyir, Eino makfin esalechem. These are the korbanos that are brought on Chag HaShavuos. So we have to bring a par, an elim, and a kvosim. And here the Mishnah adds a soyir, which is also brought down the parsha, that soyir is lechatis. So even though these korbanos are all the korban oyla like, the first ones, and the soyir lechatis, these are not makfin esalechem, that we have to bring on Shavuos, the shtei alechem, So even though you do not bring all these karbonos, still the shtei lechem has its kedusha. As I will soon see later, what's makke the shtei lechem is the kvasim, is the two shalmei tzibo, what we bring. And now the Mishnah says, v'loi halechem makfon. In the case you don't bring the shtei lechem, still you can bring these other karbonos. But halechem makke v'sakvasim, yes, if you do not have the shtei lechem, then you cannot bring the special, the two kifsi atzeres, the two shalmei tzibo. Because here is the mitzvah tenufa, you have to bring them up, lift them up together. The shtei lechem and the shnei kvasim. So one, the Tanakam mold is mark of the other. And the hakvasim einam, but hakvasim einam mark for nesalechem. The kvasim though is not mark of the lechem, different Rebbe Kiva. These are words of Rebbe Kiva. Rebbe Kiva holds that if you have the shtei lechem, you can bring them even though you do not have the kifsi atzeres. But the opposite way, you cannot bring the kifsi atzeres to kvasim if you do not have the lechem. That's the words of Rebbe Kiva. Or this, Omar Shimon ben Enes. Shimon ben Enes is back. Lo, it's not true. Ki elarada hakvosim makfenes halechem, vi halechem einu makav as kvosim, just the opposite. The kvosim is makav the lechem. Meaning, if you do not have the kvosim, you cannot bring the shtei lechem by itself. But vi halechem einu makav as kvosim, if you do not have the shtei lechem, you're able to bring the kifsi atzeres by itself, just the opposite. The Bekiva holds, the lechem could come by itself, but not the kvosim. And the Bishim says just the opposite, that the kvosim could come by themselves, but not the lechem. The lechem gets its kedusha through the shchita of the kvosim. If you do not have the kvosim, you cannot bring the shtei lechem. Now, Bishim brings a proof to the loch, and he says, Shekein matzinu kesho yisro b'midbar. Aboim shona, the 40 years the klayos were in the midbar, when it became shvuas, korvu kvosim, b'le lechem. They brought the kvosim, but they did not bring the lechem. Because the lechem could only come from Eretz Yisrael, not from Chutz Laaretz. And still they brought the kvosim. So see, you can bring the karbonos even though you have no lechem. Is Omer Rabbi Shimon. That Aloch is kedivrei benenas. In other words, that the kvosim is makiv the lechem. You cannot bring the shtei lechem unless you have the kvosim. But you could bring the shnei kvosim even though you do not have the lechem. Avul ein hatam kedvor, but it just says his reasoning is not right. Shekol, because the pshat is like this. Shekol omar b'chumash apikudim, whatever it says in Bamidbar, by the Masofim, kor Bamidbar. That haka they brought when they were in the Midbar. But b'chol omar b'teras kanam, all the kabonas it says in Vayikro, lakor Bamidbar. They did not bring when Klaiso was in the Midbar. But mishabo loritz korvu elu v'elu. But when they came into Eretz Yisrael, that's when they first had the chiyuv to bring both. So you can't bring me any proof that in the Midbar they only brought the shnei kvasim and not the lechem, because according to this, in the Midbar they did not bring the shnei kvasim either. The chiyuv first started when they came into Eretz Yisrael. If so, how come I say the Hakam of Shem and Pasmos like this taka that you can bring the kvasim even though you don't have lechem? That yikru vu kvosim le lechem, how come I say it? Because it's as far as like this. Shak vosim matirines atzmon le lechem. Because the kvosim, the kabonis, the shal, mitzibor, they have their own matirim. When you shecht it, its own zrik as a dam, its mat is covered by itself. Even though you don't have the lechem, but it's a mat by itself. Mashenkein lechem le kvosim, you cannot bring the shtei lechem. If you do not have the shnei kvosim, because Ain li mi yatireno. There's nothing to be matter the shtei lechem. What's matter the shtei lechem is the kvosim. If we don't have the kvosim, you do not have what to be matter them. That's loshin shein li mi yatireno. There's nothing there to be matter the shtei halechem. Nothing more says Tanur Rabbanan. Look at the price like this. First it says the kraftim al halechem, that you should bring the kabonis al halechem. So Rashi says, the mashma deinim craven b'le lechem. For lechem kor b'le kvosim. It's mashma, you have to have both of them. So, choyv al lechem, v'kraftem al lechem, choyv al lechem, shivas kvosim t'mimim. That af al pi shein lechem, even though there's no lechem. So again, the pasuk then says, shivas kvosim t'mimim, which is mashma af al pi shein lechem. So how do we darshan here? Why is the pasuk start of saying v'kraftem al lechem? Because then it's mashm, we do not have to bring it with the shtei lechem. To come teach us like this, malamed shle nischaybul b'kvosim Kodim Shnes Chayvu Belechem Tiber Rebbe Tafen. The Chayis would not have the Chiv to bring the Shtei Kvostim in the Midbar before that the Chiv to bring the Shtei Lechem. The Lechem was only, the Chiv was in the Kemet Teret Yisrael. So he also the same thing, the Shnei Kvostim also, the Chiv to bring them was only in Eretz Yisrael and not before. The Kozman, they were in the Midbar, the reporter from both, from the Shnei Kvostim and the Shtei Lechem. Rebbe Kiva, Mekiva says no. Yochol heinen kvosim amurim kan heinen kvosim amurim b'chur mashapkudim. Maybe the same kvosim is talking about over here, the same thing we're talking about the chumashapkudim in Bamidbar. Maybe we're talking about the same kvosim. Amata tayino kishata magiye tzaporim v'yelim einim heim. When you come to the pasha of the porim and the elim, the different kabonis. If so, el halolu boyim miklal atzman. The Aloyim Boyim Miklal Lechem, that what it says in Chumash HaPekudim comes by itself. For what it says in Parshas Vayikra and Taros Kanim, that only comes by Chumash HaLechem. Nimtzu comes out like this. Ma'ashama b'Chumash HaPekudim Korah Bamidbar. The Kabonis HaMusof in the Torah about Parshas HaPekudim in Pinchas, Klal Yisrael brought even when they're in the Midbar. But Ma'ashama b'Taros Kanim, the Kabonis that it says in Vayikra, Lekorah Bamidbar, that they did not bring in the Midbar, only later when they came into Eretz Yisrael. Gemara says, V'duma maybe Torum v'Elim lavinu. And if then maybe the Torum and the Elim, those are different kabbalas, what it says in Parshas HaPekudim in Pinchas, for what it says in Vayikra. But maybe your kvosim inu ninu, but maybe when it says kvosim in both things, it actually means exact same korban. Shmuel says no, midahani ishtani hani nami diachrini. That since these are different, Rashi says midahani ishtani parvielim diachrini is who are in the kvasim also are different. Just like the Purim and the Elim are two separate kabonis. What it says in Vayikra, what it says in Bamidbar, who are in the kvasim also are two separate kabonis. They're two separate. Shmuel says, O Purim v'Elim. Mi my dishtani, how do you know taka the porum the elim are different kabonis? Do machikom rachamon, maybe this is what the Torah says. I boi parish ne elim likor. If you want to bring one power to elim, you could bring it. That's what it says in Chumash Vayikra. But that's what it says in Pashas HaPikudim in Pinchas. It means like this. I boi shnei porum v'ayelech. If you want, you can change it around the korv. But how do you know it means two separate kabonis? Maybe it means the same korban. The pasuk is giving you a choice. Either bring two parim and one ayil, or else two elim and one par. But how do we know the same means two separate kabonis, what it says in Vayikra, what it says in my midbar? Svara says yes. Midishtani is sidron, shmami nachrinu ninu. Since it changes around the sidron, for what it says in Torah's Kanam, it says, kvosim of par v'yelim. Or the Pinchas, it says, parim v'yelim kvosim. And since it changes around, one place it says par and elim, and here it says elim, parim v'yelim, so it's mashma, there are two different type of kabonis. So again, what it says in Pinchas, that's the musafim. Or what it says in Vayikra, that's as the ikah chayvus hayayim, the taka, two different types of kabonis. Senech nami, the kvosim also are two different types of kvosim. What it says in Vayikra, those kvosim were bechlal the lechem, and they were only brought when they came into Eretz Yisrael, not before. But it says in Parshas of Pinchas, those are different type of kabonis. Now the Mishnah says, "Halechem ma'akev as a kvosim." The Tanakam holds that the lechem is ma'akev the kvosim. That the Kiva holds, if you do not have the lechem, you cannot bring the shtei kvosim. So the verse says, "My time to Rabbi Kiva." What's the reason of Rabbi Kiva? Goma yiyo mitiyenu. So again, the Gemara says, "My time to Rabbi Kiva." Goma yiyo mitiyenu. That ma'al halam lechem is afkam lechem. Dikav only kuvi, you have to have the lechem. So Rashi says, it says, the Sib Lechem, the Shnei Kvosim, the Ein of HaKrein Oisim HaLechem, HaBukurim Tenufam, Yiyo LaShem LaKrein, Yiyo Aviyasa, so you don't know which one, so learns as goes on the Mincha, the Shtei Lechem, that's the Kuvah, that you cannot have the Shtei Kvosim without the Shtei Lechem. Ubenenas, Goma Yiyo Yiyo, that Mal Alan Kvosim, Afkan Kvosim, knows about it from Yiyo Yiyo, Rosh Sib Gabe, Shnei Kvosim. The Yiyu, zero, so Likuv asked him in the Shnei Kvosim, that's the main thing. That you can bring the Shnei Kvosim without the Lechem, but not the Lechem without the Shnei Kvosim. So Benena says the Yiyu goes on to the Shnei Kvosim better. Freddy Gemara, why? Or Benena's Nami Nelef Lesana better Mitiyenu? that ma lahalun lechem, go from the lechem, av kan lechem, but after the kubi, you have to have. So then he says back, no, donin yiyu mi yiyu, it's better to learn out from Shnei Kvosim that it says yiyu, fi yin donin yiyu mi tiyenu, it's a different type of a word. So more still says, my nafkim, you know, what's the difference? Hotona the Rebbe Shmuel, the Rebbe Shmuel learns, when the prophet says, v'shev ha-koyin u-bla-koyin, so make the Gzeira Shava, Zui Shiva, Zui Di, you learn out in the Pashas of the Goyim, you learn out different halachas, one from the other, even though they're two different words, since they mean the same. So we're also Yi and Tiyu, they mean the same, you learn out one from the other. So Marin says the famous Teretz, Hani Mili, when do we say this? Hecha de Lekha de Domilei, when there's no other word to learn out similar to this one. Aval Hecha de Lekha de Domilei, when there's a similar word to learn out from, but the Domilei, often they will learn out from the word that's not similar. The other one says, Rabbi Kiva Nami Lelef Yemiyu. Why does he learn out that Likuva should be the Shnei Kvosim and not the Shnei Alechem? So where it says, Donin Dove Shematana Lekoyin, Midove Shematana Lekoyin, Lafuke Hani, the Yerlef Ninu. Where it says over there, Shnei Kvosim is talking about the Korban Oilo. So the Oilis, those are Kulul Hashem, there's no Matana Lekoyin. Therefore, Rabbi Kiva learns out better, Tiyeno goes on better, goes on the Mincha, which is Matana to Hashem, my Matana to Kahanim. The boy is same the Kroa Gufu Chemitzkis. The Machlokes in the Pesach itself. Pesach says, "Kodesh Yiyu LaHashem LaKoyin." If you go to the Koyin, Rabbi Kiva Sabar Ezed Davish Kul LaKoyin. What's those? If you go to the Koyin of Yom Ezelechem. Therefore, the Pesach is talking about the Lechem. That's Likubi. You have to have the Lechem. But then it's no Miksev Kodesh Yiyu LaKoyin. It says Kodesh Yiyu LaHashem. It should be Kodesh LaHashem. La koyin tziv. That means eized dava. Which thing? Shem miktzasa l'Hashem and miktzasa la koyin. That half and half. Half goes to Hashem and half goes to the koyin. Have yoyim elu kvosim. It goes round around the kvosim. That the shnei kvosim here of the shlomim is like part goes to Hashem and part goes to the koyin. Therefore, the pasuk is talking about the kvosim. For the kiva miktziv of kodesh yir l'Hashem for la koyin l'Hashem. Lakayin ksev, it says the word lakayin. Kere rafuna, dam rafuna. Kare ha-ashem v'nas lakayin. Means there's a shinu ha-ashem here. Rashi says, mitzvah de mishulchan gavaya kazachoy. But v'yilke milsa de rafuna, I guess the girl's going on. A koponim here, he says, is going on the matan of the ikris to the kayin. That's be kula to the kayin. What's kula to the kayin? The shtey lechem. That's kula to the kayin. Therefore the pasuk that says you have to have likuva goes on the shnei alechem. That's the Kiva Shita, that you have to have the Shtei Lechem in order to bring the Kvosim. But even without the Kvosim, you can bring the Shtei Lechem. And Benena says, no, the Ikar Pesach is talking about a thing that's Miksa Lakoyin and Miksa Lashem, which is the Shnei Kvosim, which was Shlomim, that part of it goes to Hashem, the Emurim, and part of it goes to the Koyin. That's what's Likuva. That you have to have. If you have the Lechem, good. If not, you can still bring the Shtei Kvosim without the Lechem. All right, we'll stop here.